Hercules, or Heracles in Greek mythology, was one of the greatest heroes of antiquity. His father was Zeus, king of the gods, and his mother, the beautiful mortal Alcmene, wife of a king. So even as a baby, Hercules was an object of hatred for Hera, Zeus's jealous wife. Hercules experienced all the highs and lows of human existence. He killed his music teacher in anger, and his wife and children in a fit of madness. He only found peace after he had atoned by using his superhuman strength to complete his 12 labours. Ironically, it was his second wife's jealousy which ultimately killed him. But rather than Hercules ending up in the underworld, Zeus raised him to a god. Hercules ascended to Mount Olympus and there married again, this time the goddess Hebe, daughter of Zeus and Hera. In the Renaissance, artists discovered Hercules as a model for presenting muscular male bodies. Their works show Hercules as a warrior, but also his human side, caught between his duties and love of life. Rubens especially explores the theme of Hercules in many of his works as a daredevil and playboy. In his painting, The Drunken Hercules, Rubens shows the great hero after a drinking spree, incapacitated, unable to reach home on his own, let alone upright. One satyr supports Hercules, while another has thrown the hero's signature lion skin over himself. And down below to the right, a chubby putto is dragging along Hercules's legendary club. So Hercules is not just naked, he's also been robbed of his two most important attributes, and so is turned into a staggering, harmless man. Incidentally, the leopard at the base is Rubens' way of telling us that Hercules lived in better times, the so-called Golden Age, when people and wild animals dwelt together in peace.